Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Daar heers steeds baie ongelukkigheid oor ArcelorMittal se langstaalfabrieke wat in Suid-Afrika gaan sluit. Nou dit sluit natuurlik groot motorvervaardigers en onderdelevervaardigers in, want daar is baie streng riglyne oor die hoeveelheid plaaslike inhoud wat in motors moet wees as hulle hier in Suid-Afrika vervaardig word. En hulle voldoen aan hierdie riglyne omdat hulle baie staal by AMSA aankoop. Dit is een van die groot plaaslike produkte wat hulle koop. Nou daar is ook kommer dat die sluiting van hierdie aanlegte nie vir vervaardigers genoeg tyd sal gee om ooreenkomste met nuwe buitelandse verskaffers te sluit nie en dat dit selfs groter korttermyn ontwrigting kan meebring. Nou organisasies wat motor en motoronderdele vervaardig verteenwoordig het reeds in 'n sterk bewoorde brief hulle misnoem met Park Stel, die minister van Handel, Nywerheid en Mededinging uitgespreek. Renai Muthalal is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van NICOM, dit is die organisasie wat die vervaardigers van motoronderdele verteenwoordig. Renai, thank you so much for your time. What is your reaction to the closure of these long steel plants or plans to close them and how significantly will it impact the manufacturers of car parts?
Rick, afternoon to you and the listeners. Thanks for having me. My name is Renai Muthalal. Like you said, I represent the largest grouping of manufacturers in the auto sector, the component producers here in South Africa. And I think the topic of today is one of the bigger challenges that we've had to face in a long time, given that steel for many years has been a competitive advantage for producing vehicles in the country. So the impact is fairly significant. It's not as if the sector has had to deal with this kind of announcement for the first time. The reality is that the AMSA Newcastle plant has had its challenges for a long time, and it's not the first time that AMSA has spoken about closing it. But having said that, it was our understanding as a sector that over the course of last year, talks were progressing quite well to the extent that the plant was expected to continue producing. And it was a bit of a short notice surprise early last week when the SENS came to say that they were looking to shut down by the end of this month. I think if it does go ahead and shuts as they've announced, we're looking at fairly significant job cuts coming through across a range of component manufacturers, just not those that are supplying to plants here in South Africa, but also a fair number of exported component producers as well. So yeah, it's a fairly serious situation. Our urge to those involved in trying to find resolution is that there's some kind of responsible outlook attached to timing. In a best case scenario, the plant does continue to produce these products, which are speciality to the auto sector. But if not, at least to allow a 12-month period or time and buffer stock to be built up.
But there also seems to be some politics involved because the government and ArcelorMittal have been engaging for more than a year. Obviously, they couldn't, you know, come to an agreement of what steps should be taken to make that plant viable, and then just to, you know, shut them off without due consideration for big clients like the motor vehicle industry and the parts industry in South Africa, which is the mainstay of actually the country's manufacturing industry. It's not what played out was definitely not the best way to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think sometimes communication in these kind of instances is really important. You know, with most things in a business environment, plans can be made should there be sufficient time to implement them. But having said that, I think we must also be mindful that globally, steel has been, for a number of years, there's been a lot of capacity in steel markets. So we're not oblivious to the fact that the plant in Newcastle has had its challenges. But that's for those who have control over it to find ways around, and for those who support them, like I said, from various government entities. Ultimately, as one of the large users of those speciality steels, the auto sector will to some extent find detriment if it doesn't have access to those products. And as you can imagine, I mean, steel is not the kind of raw material that is cheap in a logistics context to import such heavy raw material, convert here and then build it into vehicles or export components directly is not the most logical thing to do. So yeah, there are obviously issues that needed to be resolved, and we urge those involved in these discussions to try and find a sustainable resolution.
Now, the knock-on effect can be immense. But what happens if those plants close at the end of the month? Would there be some other contingencies in place to ensure that the vehicle production in South Africa is not interrupted?
Yeah, look, and I mean, that's kind of where me particularly and the constituency that I represent is where the concern lies. To your point, the mitigation action here in over the medium to long term would be to find alternate sources of raw materials, whether that's coming from other mini mills here in South Africa or whether it's imported. The raw material still needs to go through a fairly stringent approval and grading process before it can be used in a component that gets into a vehicle. Many of them are obviously safety critical. So there's a timeline and a cost involved in getting that done. If you put yourself in the shoes of the vehicle assemblers or the OEMs, it's probably more efficient and easy for them to simply look at component producers in other countries where they have assembly plants and simply say, listen, just ship the component from that country to South Africa and let them use it for assembly. Now, that makes a mockery of the fact that we have a very strong policy and incentive program for autos manufacturing here in South Africa. I mean, we talk about increasing localization, increasing the number of components produced here. It's really in the value chain where all of the jobs, all of the business opportunity, technology skills, that's where it all sits. And if you've got a situation where raw materials are forcing you to import finished components for things that were already done in South Africa, it's going backwards from trying to increase localization here for close manufacturing.
Renai, thank you so much for your time. Dit was Renai Muthalal. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Nakam.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.